Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Wednesday, December 21st, and the Democracy Campaign filed a complaint today accusing Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman of violating the state ethics code for receiving 2 years of free legal services. An attorney with the law firm Michael Best and Friedrich defended Gableman between July 2008 and July 2010 in a judicial ethics complaint that accused him of making false statements in a 2008 campaign ad. Gableman was ultimately found not in violation of the judicial ethics code when the Supreme Court deadlocked on a 3-3 vote in the case. But a fee deal between Gableman and the firm only required him to pay his legal bill if he won his case and was reimbursed by the state for his attorney's fees, which did not happen. With us to talk about the Democracy Campaign's complaint is the group's executive director, Mike McCabe. Mike, tell us about the complaint. Where did you file it, and what wrongdoing does the complaint allege?
Well, this is the second ethics complaint we filed, this one with the State Government Accountability Board. Yesterday, we filed a formal request for investigation with the State Judicial Commission because the commission is responsible for enforcing the state's judicial ethics code. Well, the State Government Accountability Board is responsible for enforcing the broader state ethics code, among other things. They enforce lobbying laws, election and campaign finance laws. But one of the areas of responsibility for the GAB is the broader state ethics code. And the ethics code says that state officials can't accept gifts. And so there appears to be a violation not only of the judicial ethics code, but also of a violation of the broader state ethics code that the GAB is responsible for enforcing. So we felt that it was important to file a complaint with this agency as well to trigger an investigation and possible enforcement action by the GAB.
Is this alleged violation of the ethics code just, insider Madison politics, a technical legal violation that doesn't really affect most people? I mean, put bluntly, why should this be a big deal to the general public?
Well, this sort of behavior that's at the center of this ethics concern, it cuts to the heart of whether a court has public trust and whether the public has confidence in the integrity and the impartiality of judges. An average citizen, if they see a judge accepting a gift or payment from one side in a case, or if they see that judge having some sort of a financial or personal relationship with one side in the case, they're going to assume that judge is in debt to that side, that they owe them something, and as a result will tend to favor them. And that danger, that risk of favoritism, creates a perception that the judge won't be fair, won't be impartial. Well, that is a horrible blow not only to that judge and the judge's ability to be seen as an independent jurist, but it also casts a dark cloud over the entire court. And it's the kind of thing that undermines public confidence in the independence of our judicial system. I don't know that there's anything that's more important with our courts than public trust and public confidence. And this kind of behavior, what we saw with Justice Gableman, is exactly the kind of thing that cuts to the heart of judicial ethics and that has potentially a profoundly damaging effect, not only on the public's trust in this particular justice, but the public's confidence in the whole justice system.
Okay, so what happens next with the complaint?
Well, as with the Judicial Commission, what we're effectively trying to do is trigger an investigation. And so the Government Accountability Board has to look at our complaint, evaluate it, decide whether to investigate. If it chooses to investigate and finds wrongdoing and finds a violation of the state ethics code, then they could either fine Justice Gableman or they could refer the matter to a district attorney for criminal prosecution. That's the range of options. With the Judicial Commission, the range of options goes from reprimand to all the way to suspension or even removal from the bench. And so it's really up to both the Judicial Commission now and the State Government Accountability Board to evaluate the allegations, to investigate these matters. We believe that there are clear-cut violations of these ethics codes. you know, an investigation should be done, and both agencies should look into this matter and engage in an ethics probe. And then if there are violations found, then they have to move on to enforcement of the ethics codes and ultimately determine some punishment.
Okay, well, thanks for your comments, Mike. For more information about the complaint against Justice Gableman, please check out the December 21st press release on the Democracy Campaign's website. Thanks for listening.